This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. 401 in New York City. We thank you for joining us here on the Michael K. Show. Okay, so about a month or so ago, there was a story in the Post that said that I was considering leaving the show and retiring from the radio portion of my career. And it has become almost something that has become annoying where people are they're nice and saying, please don't retire. And people have been speculating. I'm sure some of the bosses were enthralled about all the uncertainty as well. So we're going to put kind of a cap on it and tell you exactly what's going on. Now, I will be honest with you. When that story in the Post came out, what was it, about a month ago, Don?
Maybe more.
I was pretty certain that that was going to be it, that I would, you know, I would leave the show after 21 years in September. It had been a great run, a long run, and I just said, you know, that's it. I'm probably too old to do it.
Even though, to be clear, you are not the reason that story came out.
No. I don't know how that story came out.
You actually seemed pretty annoyed about it.
Right, because it led to all of this conjecture and probably put some pressure on everybody involved to get some sort of resolution. So here's the deal. After much deliberation, sleepless nights, talking with my family back and forth, I don't want to give this up. I love working with Don and Peter. I love the people I work with here at the station, and I'm going to continue here. So I've signed a new contract, and I will continue on the show. I guess I could say I'm not done giving opinions, and it was something that after much deliberation came to me easily. The ESPN was great. They expressed their desire. They wanted me back. And you know what? I ended up saying I want to be back as well. So now we could put to rest the retirement and all that. It's not happening. I'm going to be here for a good long while. So that's the news. That's the personal stuff. And now we could kind of say, okay, next.
Good. It's nice to have you back, Michael, even though you never left.
Never left.
And Michael, you know deep down, I think you believe I'm somewhat happy by this. Don is throwing up in his mouth.
Not thrilled. Yeah, no. Don's not thrilled.
But I was ready. I was prepared.
You were prepared. You were thinking about because here's the deal, though, Peter. I think he was thinking, God, it'd be nice to get rid of this big oaf. That would be number one.
Yeah.
And then number two, he started to think, and I think that you helped him along with this thought, we don't know what new big oaf they bring in.
That's right, because I wouldn't have a say.
Right, so the oaf you know is better than the oaf that you don't know.
Listen, I'll be very brutally honest here, no. Okay? Is that we've gone through this at every end of every contract. I'm going, this is it, I'm done, and we roll our eyes.
Right.
This one was different. Like, this one felt real.
It was real.
So I didn't think it was your typical, you know, hemming and hawing, but eventually, you know, deciding to cave and come back. I really thought that you were contemplating it, and I understood it. I get it now. I've got a family. I know how difficult it is to juggle the different jobs and stuff, so I wasn't really sure. And in all seriousness, it's life-changing for me and Peter because you don't know what's on the other side. We know. We're comfortable. I've worked with you, you know, Peter aside for now. We've been together, Michael, for over 21 years. We just celebrated our 20th anniversary, but coming up on July 15th is actually going to be 21 years that we've been together on this show.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to see it come to an end. There's a comfortability that comes with sitting next to you every day and knowing what to do and how to do it. So the fact that it's going to be extended, I think, is a great thing. So thank you.
An ESPN executive who I was dealing with actually made a point that really resonated with me because I keep saying, well, I'm older. I'm getting older. And he said, Michael, you're 62. You're not 85. He said, 62 is a relatively young man in this world. He said, what are you talking about? So, again, I'm thrilled to be
by the way, he's
staying.
Not the only – whoever that wise executive was, I can't imagine he was the only person who said that to you.
He's the only person that said it that it actually stuck. Wow. Yeah, no, the way he said it, because he said it with a little bit of a a curse word in there as well, and it kind of woke me up.
Well, that, I appreciate that sentiment because I've always thought that. And
I think he says something, you know, you're not bleeping 85 years old.
Well, and also, here, there's this thing. People have a tendency to believe they're always so good. And then you go back and listen to tapes and you go, wow, I wasn't very good then. You know, I just it wasn't as good as it. Thought I was great, but I wasn't. I really feel, I've said this to you about your baseball career, but I feel it about here too. I really feel like you've gotten to your prime somewhat recently. So I didn't understand it. And I think, frankly, the super buttoned up version of Michael Kay that exists on the Yankee broadcast would sort of miss the agitated, unhinged sports fan with opinions that Michael Kay is on the Kay show. And furthermore, for me and Don, it was stressful because we believed there was a good shot, Don, more likely than not, that they were going to say, you know, whatever jabroni who played five years of sports on a New York team.
No, got to be a football player.
Sorry, a football player would come in and take the main chair. And I'm just being completely transparent. I would call it at that point 50-50 at best. I stay. So my whole career could have also been flipped upside down. I don't know what Don would have said, but unless it was someone very specifically who I believed in, I'm good. I would have figured something else out.
You always joke around like, oh, we can't wait for you to leave. Nothing could be further from the truth.
Well, you know, just to get on the cornball side of it.
Sure, why not?
I don't know if you I know Peter saw this. I don't know if you saw the tweet yesterday. I was getting a lot of this. There was a young man that has been dealing with depression.
Okay.
And he said that what you guys do every day just to make me laugh a little bit takes my mind off what I'm battling. And I've gotten a lot of that too where, you know, you guys bring such smiles to – I mean – all these little things contributed to me saying, you know what, I'm not done yet. And you know what? I think Peter and Don would agree. We have unfinished business here.
Yeah.
We think that this show, you could argue all you want. You could call up. You could hit me on social media, whatever. This is the best sports talk show in the country. Now, if at times the ratings don't reflect that, so be it. But we continue to want to make this a great show where you enjoy it, where we enjoy doing it, where you have fun listening for 4 hours, and that's the key. I'm not done yet, and I decided I want more, and I want good things for the show, and I want it to do well, and I want it to do better, and I want it to just continue to grow and be great. So there we have it. We can put it to bed.
Now we can put it to bed.
We can put it to bed.
Sweet dreams.
I feel good about this.
Do you really?
I do. I'm not kidding. It was driving me crazy. It's been a source of stress. You were getting valuable minutes in my therapy sessions.
Really? I love that.
And I already have to dedicate, you know, probably 30% to Ebro every week. So between the two of you, I was up to about 75%. And I got to get to all my other problems. So I'm glad to get this thing wrapped up. And, let's kick ass and continue to be the most funny, fun, informative sports talk show literally on planet Earth.
Wow, planet Earth.
That's right. I've listened everywhere. I've been to it all. There's some good stuff in Norway. You'd be surprised. But we're above that, too.
All right, let's take some phone calls. Obviously, the Edwin Diaz story is very, very big. And also, I toyed with this, Don.
Okay.
Because in announcing that I was, you know, signed a new deal to stay, I wanted to just come on the air and play this clip. But then I said, wow, what an assy thing to do. And I don't want to be assy. But tell me if it would have been funny. I'll play it now because I'm just showing you that this was my thought process. It almost runs counter to the Diet Coke debacle that we did, which we're very proud of, by the way. So I was going to say, I'm going to let Leo DiCaprio take this over.
I'm not leaving. I'm not f***ing leaving! The show goes on! This is my home! They're gonna need a wrecking ball to take me out of here! They're gonna need to send in the National Guard or SWAT team, because I ain't going nowhere!
So I think I took the better route, right?
Yeah. Now,
a lot of people don't know this, Don, but Michael was actually about nearly 100% sure he was leaving.
Right.
And then he did a dark retreat, went to a trash heap in the Bronx for about 3 days and came out, and he was ready to stay.
Well, I hope it ends better for you than it did for Jordan.
I think he's still doing well. I mean, he did spend some time in jail, but...
Yeah, there's a fair amount of time in jail.
Yeah, but...
And, you know, kind of lost everything.
You know, he's okay. He got a movie divorced. Made about him. No, DiCaprio played him.
Now,
Vince Vaughn would play me.
As we that's right. As we get back to the Edwin Diaz of it all, I got to tell you guys, I was on my flight last night when the story broke. I'm a big spender, so I had the Wi-Fi on the flight. Actually, it was free. And I'm following along. And I put up a tweet when I saw the video.
Oh, you got attacked.
And I said, Don, I wrote something like, I think, the Mets are going to Mets, or something like that.
Right.
And I could see why people got upset. But that's not the way you meant it.
No, not at all. All I meant was, oh, my God, does the bad luck ever end? They attacked me like I posted a laughing emoji with Diaz. It was the most sensitive, ridiculous. Guys, I'm the king of apologies. I will own if I say something offensive or wrong. I get it. You were feeling very sensitive in that moment, so the timing could be perceived as bad timing. I get it. But, my God, in what moment in the history of all of my takes on this show or any other have I laughed at people's legitimate physical misfortune? But to sit here as a guy who's now been doing sports talk in New York for coming up on 8 years, and right, pretend like the freakish injury to a Mets player, the same team who lost a star player because of a fight with a boar. If I'm not allowed to reference that, we shouldn't be allowed to do sports talk. Pull it together. The whole world is not fighting against you. And it was funny, Don, half the Mets fans completely got it. I'm like, oh my God, it's the worst. But the others came at me. And the funny thing is, Dave Rothenberg tweeted nearly the exact same thing. Dan Grasso, very close. Well, but they're both fans, so they're allowed to say it.
That's the thing, is that self-deprecating humor, where it's one thing, hits a little differently when it comes from another Met fan,
right,
than somebody on the outside. That's
right.
Again,
we,
I'm not defending
it,
those,
you
people,
right,
but it's just like, you're not inside the bubble, you're outside the ring, so it was taken a little differently than if it had come from me or Dave Rothenberg or Dan Grasso, who are Met fans.
I believe that Peter just meant, well, here we go again, these poor Met fans, and they felt like he was celebrating the fact.
Yeah,
like,
that's Twitter, right? You don't get the tone. Obviously,
these people think I'm a bad person to start with. So when they hear me say anything, they assume I'm laughing in the faces, specifically the face of a beloved Met player who everybody in this town roots for. Who didn't enjoy, unless you're a Mets hater, who didn't enjoy Edwin Diaz's season last year? Who would? By the way, do you know what our job is? Do you know how much more fun it is when the Mets are good and competing? No part of me was happy to see that. But I'll be damned if I'm going to pretend that it wasn't a very Mets-like thing to have happen.
You know, the old saying is, we can't have nice things. And I felt, when I heard the news, I felt just awful for Met fans. And I felt awful for me, because I'm a baseball fan. I love watching the guy play. Time for a Hoops update. Brought to you by Bet365. Download the app today. Peter, would you like to give the Maryland score? I'll do the other ones, because I know this meant a lot to you.
I have a list sitting in front of me of the people in the industry who picked the Maryland-West Virginia game. Guys, all except literally one picked against Maryland for some reason. Well, guess what? The Terps have advanced past West Virginia 67-65.
Congratulations.
See you, Alabama. Thank you very much.
The big upset in the first round, Furman beat Virginia. Virginia has a real habit of losing heartbreaking first-round games. 68-67. Let's see. Missouri 176-65. Kansas 96. Howard 68. Games going on right now. Halftime, Alabama 54, AMCC 34. And San Diego State is losing to the College of Charleston 29-28. That's with about 1:44 left in the first.
True TV vehicle.
Yeah, that is a true TV vehicle. Now, there's a little controversy going on at the station, which I'd like to address if I could.
Sorry, yeah, please.
Please do.
So, DiPietro and Rothenberg have, what is it? What's it called?
That would be Host Sadness.
Host Sadness.
Yes.
And they pit hosts against each other.
Right.
Yeah. One seed, whatever. So I was pitted against the great Pat O'Keefe
in
the
first
round.
You were one seed. He was a play-in, had beat Joe Wiz. To get in for the right, you would think to be crushed by you.
Right. Well, he ended up beating me.
Oh, boy.
Now, the guys that run it, RJ and Ray, looked at it and said, there's 1,000 more votes for the K. O'Keefe matchup than there is for any of the other matchups going on. And all of those 1,000 votes went to Pat. No. So while Pat was declared the winner, they took the 1,000 votes away and they gave me the win. Now, I would like to say that Pat deserves to have the win. You have no idea if somebody bought a bot so that I would be eliminated from the tournament or bot votes. I don't know. I will leave it that Pat won. Pat should be the guy who advances. I should be out. Because now with the new contract on, it's a new and enlightened Michael K.
Right.
So why is he having a loss taken away, a win taken
well,
away from him?
You do? Well, if you take the 1,000 votes
away. But don't
away,
take them away. They could be legitimate. Maybe people had interest in this game.
No, we found out last year that people bought votes apparently for me to beat Dave. So they've been sensitive to this. So they know they can look out for it. And for out of nowhere, 1,000 votes to appear for one person.
He has a lot of
friends. Sounds like somebody. Nobody's going to get 1,000 votes to zero over a certain period
of time
unless they're
bought. But it wasn't
zero.
He only lost by 300 votes.
No, but at that time, there was a 1,000 spurt in his favor.
Right.
Out of nowhere.
But one of his friends told all of his friends, let's vote for Pat.
That's
not what happened. So I think Pat should get the win.
I don't think that's what happened.
Well,
they did the internal investigation. They know what they're doing.
But I'm telling you, I am I'm defaulting. I'm out.
It looks like they already had you advance.
Yeah. No. I want to be taken out of the tournament.
No, well,
Pat O'Keefe.
Not your choice.
O'Keefe
no,
is the winner.
They've got, this is all part of
first
the security.
First of all, Pat O'Keefe is a great broadcaster.
No, he is a great broadcaster. And if you take the 1,000 away, it was still very competitive.
Very competitive.
But
I think he advances.
But they're sensitive to this now. I don't know why people would buy votes for something like that, but apparently they do. And
well,
so now they know.
I'm forfeiting.
So anybody that bought the votes knows it's not going to work.
What do you mean I can't forfeit? I'm forfeiting. I don't want the win.
You can't forfeit. It's not your game. You don't have a team.
Right.
I'm the team.
No,
I don't want
how this works.
I don't want to advance.
I understand, but like they don't care whether you
I don't want to take it away from Pat. Pat deserves the win.
Pat doesn't want your charity.
I'm not giving him charity. I'm giving him fact.
No, that's not fact. 1,000 extra votes that all went to one person, that's not fact. I'm sorry.
I understand. Great sentiment. Good job. I like where your head's at. I like where your heart's at. But you won. You advance to take on who is it? Who does he play?
Hex? He will move on to take on the
Gordon,
great Gordon Damer.
Okay.
Yeah. You know what? Vote for Gordon because I don't want to be in this tournament.
Vote for Gordon, but don't buy bot votes. Come on. Let's make this fun.
Are you blaming Pat O'Keefe for this?
No, I'm not blaming Pat. I'm blaming somebody that's anti you, or somebody trying to stir it up.
Can I ask a question?
Sure,
anybody have any idea how they seeded this thing?
I just their own whims.
Like Rick, why is Rick number 2 overall? I'm sorry, but like
I heard RJ talking about this the other day. That apparently significance to the station is your name on the show. Apparently that's what put Rick at 2 and me at 4.
Okay.
But they still had to put me high because I was the first voice on the station. So he said there's different things that go into it, but having your name on a show is significant. That's why Bart, Allen, I think, are as high as they are.
Well, I mean, you're going to end up winning like you did last year, right?
I don't know who won last year.
I think it was you.
But there was...
And Dave said that you bought votes.
But I didn't... votes were bought.
Right.
But not by me.
Well, that's why Pat O'Keefe shouldn't be penalized.
Yeah, but some...
But we don't know how many votes were bought.
No,
that's
but they were
point.
Able to look at it. All of a sudden, all of the votes are the same. And then out of nowhere, bang, 1,000 votes jumped up in mere moments, all for Pat. So then they knew they were bought. They're keeping an eye on it. They know. If it happens again, they'll jump on it again. Trying to keep it legitimate. Ray is running a very tight ship this year. It's going to be fine.
All right, so Peter, are you ready for Drop Madness? 4:20 is the time we do it on the first Thursday
very
of the tournament.
Very exciting.
Am I ready? I was born ready. All right? Now, if you did not listen to our podcast, which you should, we announced that there are new regions. It's no longer done by the characters on the show, but by theme of drop. All right? So, the first region, guys, is the Flub region. The Flub region. We have the 1 versus the 16. Anthony, can you turn this music down? I want to hear these all very, very clearly and crisply. The 1 seed in the Flub region.
A mistake is not carrying the 9 when you do a multiplication. Multiplication.
Not Tim Winner.
The 16 seed in the Flub region. When he walked into the game with his wife, Pam, or Ellen, whatever her name is.
Mickey.
That was talking about Coach K.
We just don't know why you get so angry when you correct us.
And everyone we found, like the way Don and I correct is like we're laughing or it's quiet. You yell at everyone for every correction. You'll hear more as the tourney goes on. We head to the funny region, the one seed. Oh, sorry, I have an 8-9 in this region as well. I apologize. The 8 in the flub.
Leading off and playing left field, Aaron Hicks.
Ah.
Leading off and playing center field, Aaron Judge.
They're both leading off. I wish that had been during a Yankee broadcast. All right, that 8 seed will be up against the 9. Mark Canha?
Yeah.
Love Don's confident, not confident response there. All right, now we head to the funny region, the 1 seed.
No, Michael K.
Oh, it's tough to beat. Up against this Don 16.
If you replaced God, I would worship Satan.
That's a tough. That could be a tough 16.
No, Michael K. I'm predicting an 80% outcome here. We go to the 8 seed in the funny region. Mashed potatoes slapping children. That was about Dave Rothenberg at Thanksgiving, I believe. Mm-hmm. Up against the Michael K. 9 seed.
Zach. Sack.
All right, we go to the troubling region. Where Sack could easily be in the troubling region, but this will be the 1 seed in troubling.
It was the cleanest sack that I have ever seen.
Up against the 16.
Look, well, the Mets or the Yankees come in. The Rangers come in red hot. Got baseball on the mind with everything happening with Jacob deGrom and.
That is the start, Michael, of a Rangers pregame that Don started making about the Mets and the Yankees.
Oh, boy.
Not good. Troubling.
In the troubling region, we have the 8 seed.
Oh, cream.
Up against the 9 seed. How would they not have enough to compete with that load? Almost a theme in that matchup
we
felt, there.
During a podcast, we talked about the theme of that matchup.
Yeah, and nobody heard it.
It was all cut. I think it was believed.
They know what the bleep was.
We go to the nether region, the number 1 seed.
Can I join?
Wow. What a big moment there for Miss Hatton. Up against the 16.
Well, first of all, Richard, stop yelling at me.
Aaron Boone addressing Richard from Manhattan, who never then in any way referenced Aaron Boone talking about him. Then we go to the 8 seed.
Stop it. My God.
I love that drop. I got to tell you, Natalie's going to have her hands full in the second round, in my opinion. However, the dog collar goes up against a great man named Al Michaels.
Here we go.
I love that.
We love the here we go. That is the nether region. Here's the deal. You can vote starting right now. TMKS ESPN on Twitter. Make sure you get in and vote on every matchup. We'll reveal the winners at 6:20.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right, let's go to the phones. Larry in Massachusetts. Larry.
Hey, Michael. Congratulations on the contract.
Thank you.
You do have the best sports show in the United States, without doubt.
Thank you, Larry.
You're welcome, sir. I have a would you for Don and Peter, if I may.
Okay.
So, Don and Peter, in the current or coming season, at least one of your favorite teams will win a championship. And you won't know in advance, so you can kind of, enjoy the ride. That's what you get. This is what you have to give. you need to strictly adhere to the Michael K diet until the day after the next Super Bowl, meaning you can't eat anything that Michael doesn't eat.
Hmm. Oh, well, I would do that, yeah.
I eat good stuff.
Chicken parm is good. Steak is good.
Pizza.
Pizza. No, that would be no problem. Zero.
How about you, Peter?
There'll be things I'll miss, but I can do that.
Let me just throw this. What fruits do you eat?
I eat pizza. I eat
fruits. No.
Oh, fruits? I don't eat much fruit, but I love them all.
Anthony, can you get the drop sound effect? Can we already get into next year's Drop Madness?
I've already started putting down stuff for next year.
So. All right, good, because what fruits do you eat? And the first thing you said was pizza is tremendous. All right, what fruit? Sorry.
Yeah, I eat all fruit. I love fruit.
Okay.
I try fruit. Not to eat them because it's got a lot of sugar, but I love all fruit.
So, really, I'm just losing out on fish, eggs, no ketchup, basically, on almost anything, right?
Right. No condiments, no ointment.
No condiments on anything.
Right.
No soup.
I do like buffalo sauce.
So, buffalo sauce is the only thing I have. No barbecue ever.
Right. No, I don't like barbecue sauce.
No eggs, no soup, nice stew.
Don't like a stew.
What about a burrito?
No, never.
What about a taco?
Nope.
Steak and cheese? Philly steak and cheese?
No cheese.
All right. Now I'm good, Don. I'm good.
So you don't want the Commodores to win a championship, do you?
I do, but life is short, Don. I don't know what's going to happen. I can't commit to giving up so many delicious items. I mean, I wish food wasn't the joy of my life, but in many ways, it's the most fun thing that I got going. I love food.
Boy, is that a testament. You know, when we were at the Moynihan Train Hall the day you had pink eye, we had Jacob's Pickles, which he speaks about lovingly.
Right.
What a chicken sandwich. Strangely, though, I paid for mine. Peter got his free.
How'd that happen?
Don, do you want the real answer, or you want Michael to just make things up and bad mouth?
No, I think I deserve the real answer.
Okay, let me give you the real answer. I showed up at, 2:40, 2:35, something like that, whatever.
Really early for him.
Yeah, not bad. Michael had all, you know, Michael arrives early. He's a professional. He'd already been there since like 2 o'clock or whatever.
Well, my plane landed. That's what it was
called. Because he got in from his flight. And so he says to me right away, oh, man, I ate a chicken sandwich. I went over to Jacob's Pickles and bought a chicken sandwich. It was delicious. He at no point wrote me, asked me, said anything to them about who he was, which would be obnoxious. But when I get there and Jacob text messaged me, he's like, hey, are you here? And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, what do you want? I'm like, oh, I'll have a honey chicken sandwich. I'll have whatever other appetizer I forget we got. It was delightful. And Michael then just started complaining about why didn't he get something for free, but he didn't ask. The guy at the counter should have recognized Michael and just given him food?
No, but the aforementioned Jacob was there when I ordered. So he's a friend of yours. I would think that if his restaurant is hopping, he has a show on.
Does not. No TVs.
Well, that's unfortunate. Let's go to Sergio, upstate New York. Sergio.
You done?
Mm-hmm. This is my first time calling.
Welcome
listener.
Aboard.
Hey. Yeah, hey. This is for you, Mike. Michael.
Yep.
This is really, why do players like the World Classic better? Well, this is really the World Series. And should the World Series really be called the World Series in this country?
But is it, you know, to me, I look at the, I understand what you're saying, Sergio, but the best players from around the world play in Major League Baseball. Now, you're saying that this is bigger than the World Series. In the World Series, Edwin Diaz is allowed to pitch in every single game of the World Series. He had a limitation on how much he could pitch in the WBC.
I'm telling you why the World Series is more important
because it's played like a real baseball game. WBC, they have limits on how long pitchers could go.
The thing is about now that it's being noticed that this is really the World Series, and it's taking the game, you know, even better, and players from other countries.
But let me ask you, Sergio, you're completely eliminating the fact that every player that played on a major league team is getting paid to play in the World Series, not in the WBC.
Okay, but really, this is really should it be really called?
All right, but you're getting into the semantics of what it's called.
I mean, but you know what?
Okay.
What's more important to you?
The American Series.
What team do you root for?
Me?
Yes.
Well, you're talking about what series? I mean,
in Major League Baseball.
Major League Baseball.
As you can see, I was born in this country. I'm from Dominican players. I got Puerto Rican relatives. So I'm really a Yankee fan.
All right, so what would be more important to you?
What would be more important to you?
Which is really the worst series right now.
You know, bye, sir. He's getting
into the semantics.
Keeps going back to the same thing, that the World Baseball Class should be the World Series. Okay, yay. So we'll call the World Series the series, okay? Does that make you happy?
The Fall Classic.
What's a better brand of baseball where there are no restraints or guardrails on how you could use players, because it's ridiculous that players would be playing at such a high level on March 15th.
What I was trying to get at is he's a Yankee fan, and he's from the Dominican Republic. So what would you rather see, the Dominican Republic win the WBC or the Yankees win the World Series? And if his answer is he'd rather see the Dominican win the WBC, all right, good for him. But the overwhelming majority of baseball fans would rather see their favorite baseball team win the World Series than the United States or the country they're from win the World Baseball Classic. That's all that Michael's trying to say. Now, if you want to get into the semantics of what's real, and there are some players that represented their country, it's really important. All we're saying is, does it have to be in March, so close to the start of the season? Can it be in November?
Can I let you in on a little secret that makes me sound like a bad guy?
Right.
A lot of things do.
Well, I mean, you know I hate the Olympics. Yeah. I hate people wrapping themselves in a flag and thinking that you're superior because you won a sporting event. It's ridiculous. It's jingoistic nonsense. That makes your country better? Now, is it bragging rights? Okay. But I can't stand sporting events wrapped in a flag.
No, I get how it's portrayed, Michael. But to the athlete, there is something special about representing your country. Now, it's easy to comprehend that for individual sports because that's really the biggest platform. If you're a gymnast, if you're an archer, if you're a track and field, the height is a gold medal in the Olympics. But for team sports, you're a hockey player, you want to win the Stanley Cup. You're an NBA player, basketball player, you want to win the NBA championship. Baseball player, World Series. Yada, yada, yada. Super Bowl for a football player. But there are some people that play on team sports that love the fact of representing their country. It's something special to them. I'm not going to take that away from them. I'm not going to frown down on them for feeling that way. To go out there and represent Puerto Rico or the Dominican Republic or Japan or Italy or Canada, that's special to them.
But like when NBC does the Olympics, like, and every day they have the big board of total medals. You know,
right,
the
right,
United
right.
States, 74, Russia, 73. Does that make Russia only they're close to the United States in terms of being in a country? No, it's ridiculous.
Well, but you're dumbing it down to we're better than you because we've got more gold medals.
Right. Or, but that's how a lot of people feel.
But isn't it just taking pride that we've had a bunch of people see their dream fulfilled compared to you? I mean, it's just being happy for them.
Yeah, I guess.
No, but listen, Michael, we grew up in the backyard playing wiffle ball, picturing ourselves hitting the home run to win the World Series. As Americans, that's the way we're brought up. But in the Dominican Republic, and you said it's only been around for 20 years, if you're a 25-year-old ball player, maybe all you've known is the World Baseball Classic. And maybe that's been your dream to represent your country to do that.
Let's go to David in Pennsylvania. David.
Hey, Michael, Don, Peter. How you guys doing today?
Good. How are you?
Great. Super pumped about the news that you're going to be staying on. I was about to beg you to go into the darkness. I got a question about your would you yesterday.
Okay.
It was a little disturbing about the $1 billion for somebody to do some unspeakable things.
Let me just, David, I'll let you finish, but the would you was, would you allow your wife to have quote-unquote relations with somebody, and you have to watch, and you'll get $1 billion?
Yes, Michael, and what was your answer to that question?
If Jody was up for it, $1 billion, yeah, I'm good.
He's good.
If Jody said yes, she's fine with it, I'd say yeah.
But then the question is, and Don Peter, help me out here, but didn't you say if somebody just kissed your wife, that there'd be a divorce after that?
Surreptitiously. But if this was all an agreement, as Don says, it's an agreement more than a marriage, then it would be cool.
Under the Michael scenario for the would you, there's no violation of trust.
Right, because she knows you're there, and she knows what she's doing.
Now, we don't agree that you would have to go off the deep end. But there is a clear difference from her lying to you, or at least in your eyes, even if she admitted it afterward. You'd look at that kiss, that moment of indiscretion, as a violation of trust. And you would not be able to move forward. Peter and I don't understand that, but you've made that clear.
I have made that clear. Thank you for clearing it up.
You're not backing off of that, we know.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
So I've been trying to think of parallels, Peter and Don, and here's what I came up with. So we get paid to do a radio show on ESPN.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's this big tournament that they have in Sweden for the best radio host. And you go do your thing, and you do shows and stuff like that, and there's judges and all that, and you're representing your country and all the best announcers in the United States, best announcers in the Netherlands, Japan, whatever. And while you're there, any number of things. You rip your vocal cords because you're talking so much, you can't perform for a whole year. Or even you're walking in Sweden and you get run over by a small car.
Right.
And your leg is broken and you can't work for 3 months. Would that be cool? That'd be okay?
It'd be unfortunate. It wouldn't be cool.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying?
But
you're
I
doing
think...
something that you're not getting paid for just to represent, quote unquote, your country in a radio competition.
But I don't think anybody would look and go, boy, geez, I really wish Michael was more dedicated to the show.
How would ESPN feel?
I think they'd feel bad.
Well, they're paying us to not work.
It doesn't feel like the comparison makes.
Well, I'm
a
trying
lot
to come
sense.
Up with something where you're going against the people that pay you.
We're not going against because it's sanctioned, Michael. Again, these guys aren't sneaking out in the middle of the night to go play for the Dominican Republic. Baseball's encouraging them to do it. Their owners may not. But Major League Baseball has sanctioned this event. They've told the owners they cannot stop you from going to play. So here's the better analogy. Honestly, I mean, we're getting paid for it. Am I wrong to go do Rangers?
No, it's a different job.
It's a different job, but still, I could be taxing my voice. What if I go out and call the Ranger game on Saturday?
But you're getting
blow
paid.
My vocal cords.
It's a
course.
Second job. This isn't a second job.
No,
you're doing it for the glory of it.
But can you say, well, maybe Don should be more dedicated and his voice should only go to ESPN and the Michael
no,
Kay
but
Show?
You got,
why is he using?
You know what? You got permission, and you're not. The ESPN doesn't feel like you're infringing on the show by doing it. You're probably enhancing it. You could say Major League Baseball gave the permission.
They did.
You think Steve Cohen's not sick to his stomach?
Well,
he lost Edwin Diaz?
But there's the rub, Michael. These players aren't doing anything wrong. These players are encouraged to go and play by Major League Baseball. It's sanctioned by Major League Baseball. So owners might be holding their nose, Michael, but the analogy kind of stands. They're getting permission to do it. Now, there was threats from Alexander Ovechkin that if the NHL didn't take the time off to go, he was gonna resign from the Capitals and he was gonna go represent Russia. Well, then if he went and got hurt, he doesn't have a kick coming. He'd be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
He violated agreement. He jumped ship from his team to go play in something that's not sanctioned by the NHL. This is sanctioned by Major League Baseball. These guys aren't doing. They're not sneaking around.
I know.
They didn't even have to ask for permission.
Yeah, I know.
They've been invited to go. That's what makes it difficult, Michael, to really argue against the WBC. You should be arguing against Major League Baseball for having it in the first place.
And I am. I mean, that's the crux of my argument. It shouldn't be in March. And, again, I do wonder about all these players that say how important it is to represent their country if, in fact, they weren't going to get paid if they got hurt.
But, see, this is what Peter and I are talking about. Why do you keep circling back being critical of the players?
I'm not being critical of the players, but they're getting a free ride here. They're doing it with no ramifications. Edwin Diaz is getting his $20 million, despite the fact that he played for the WBC. I'm saying I would like to see how much playing for your country means if you knew that you were going to lose your money.
I don't know, but these players weren't asked to sacrifice anything. They were invited by Major League Baseball and their countries to go play. So, yeah, I would be kind of curious to see if it was in November. You know, Edwin Diaz, you wanted to represent Puerto Rico. You're jumping up and down when they win the game. Are you willing to extend your season in November to do it? If not, then I've got to wonder really how much you care about representing your country.
Right.
Maybe he would.
And by the way, there's still, with the patella tendon, even if it happened in November, Don, getting him back after the All-Star break would still be a miracle.
Well, November, he'd get the surgery right away. December, January, February, March, April, May, June, July. He'd be back in July.
Well,
July.
He'd still have to go through spring training.
He's not eight months.
Right. I bet if it happened in November, you don't see him before mid-August.
But you know what? They'd still have him for the stretch run. Now they don't have him at all.
But people would still be screaming.
It's still a disaster, though.
It's an absolute disaster.
Let's go to Sal on Long Island. Sally.
Michael.
What's up?
Michael, you guys hear me all right?
Yeah.
Oh, sure we do.
Michael, Don, Peter, Michael. I was going to talk about the WBC, but I'm going to get off of that. I just want to tell you guys one thing, and I'll make it not too depressing, but that's what this is all about, the depression. You guys know how long I've been listening. In 2018, I lost my mother and sister in the same month, and I was so out of it. And, of course, my wife came to me and says, you know what you got to do, and of course, it was you guys. Again, 2021, I lose my wife to COVID. Whoa. There's only four of us that could put it down to rest, and that was more depressing. And who comes to the rescue? Michael, Dom, and Peter. And I'm telling you guys, you don't know how strong you are out there. My most depressing day of the week, Michael, is Saturday when you guys aren't on. I'm telling you. And it's not just me. I know there's plenty of people that I've talked to and support. You guys are well-known out there, not just for the show of sports, but the categories you guys come up with. Keep us going. The entertainment, even when in disagreements, you guys are so. I can't say enough. I don't want to keep blowing smoke, but this is how much I love you guys, and it's not just me. So anybody talks about depression, Prozac, no. You guys are the human Prozac. I'm telling you, you help all of us. And when you go off, I get upset for the rest of the evening. But I love you guys. I listen to Peter in the morning. I get up. He turned me on to hip hop 3 years ago. Don, forget about it. I've been listening forever. And Michael, I've been following you since you were a writer. So I know I give you tension sometimes the way I talk and some of the things, but I just want you to know I love you guys. I do.
Oh, man.
Well,
all
three
you.
Of you.
Thank
and
you.
And
my depression is, I'm telling you, you guys help. And I can't, I don't know how to express it anymore. There's so many of us out there. And my what do you call it? My group that I go to, there's five of us that follow you guys. So I know it's not bull. So if anybody gives you a heart, and Michael, when you sign that contract, oh, my God, I've been smiling all day, brother.
Oh, man.
Well, thank you, Sal.
You know what I just want out of you, Michael, is more center stage, please.
Love that.
Thank you, my friend. That's
but I want you guys to go on, and I love you guys. Dom, I'm listening tonight. I just, Peter, I'm listening in the morning. I just want you guys to go on. I love you. I just want you to know that.
Thank you. Very, very kind of you.
And, you know, listen, we've always said, and we don't joke around, it's not a bit, we look at you guys as family. You've got so many choices to watch and listen to a million different things, podcasts, other radio stations, whatever. And you choose us every day. We consider you family.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.